And so the way that you get out of trouble quickly is repent. Repent and humble yourself. It doesn't matter if they want to take your business and publish it in News of the World. Because when it is published, you would have moved on. They'll be talking about your history, not your present state or status. Because you're now in a different place and in a different state because you've moved on. So let them talk all they want to. Because remember, I said to you, if you are going to live for God, you are going to give them something to talk about. So when they have your business all over the place, you can also add to it. I remember once I was somewhere and I was listening to somebody talking about me, but they didn't know it was me that they were talking about. And I was laughing and giggling, and I think they must have wondered what I was giggling about. And I said, let me tell you something you don't know. And I just added a bit more juice to the story. And I said, do you know who you're talking about? And they said, no. I said, you're talking about me. And I started to laugh because who they were talking about, that lady is no longer existing. I gave her up. You have got to get to a place where you can talk about yourself, laugh about yourself, because that's no longer you. We give God all the glory, all the praise, and all the honor. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So you're wearing a different type of garment in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So today we're going into the holy place and we're going to take communion. And you are going to be doing some praying and some repenting, because you want to get out of trouble. Anybody here want to get out of trouble? And I can guarantee you that by next week, by this time next week, if you're in deep trouble today, you'll start to see the whole thing start to turn around. Because this is the procedure that you need to go through. Just repent. Just humble yourself before God. Just make the sacrifice of prayer. Wash yourself, cleanse yourself. How do you wash and cleanse? Tell the Lord, I will never do this again. You may make mistakes again, but you don't make the same mistake again. You break the cycle in the name of Jesus. Raise your hand. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I break every pattern and every cycle of defeat in the name of Jesus, every cyclical spirit that would cause them to go so far and have to come back again, every bungee rope spirit that would cause them to get close to success and be pulled back again into failure, I rebuke that spirit in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and say that today it ends, today it stops, today it's over in the name of Jesus. And I say that today you will come and live in and remain in a place for success and victory in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I say that it's so in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Tired of being broke, tired of being poor, tired of being disgusted and disgusting in the name of Jesus. It's time for a change. Amen? Amen? Hallelujah. It's time we had some good friends, some decent friends. It's time that we ourselves became good and decent friends. It's time that we were able to keep confidences and have other people keep ours in the name of Jesus. It's time that people were able to confide in us and feel free to be able to do so, knowing that we would not jeopardize what it is that they tell us in the name of Jesus. We need to be better friends to our friends in the name of Jesus. I like to consider and think of myself as a good friend. And I promised myself many years ago that anybody's life I get into, I will leave it better than I found it. And so we must make that decision. Anybody that we have as a friend, we must be valued by them because of how we make them feel, because of how we empower them, because of how we impact them, because of the residue of God's Spirit that we leave on them in the name of Jesus. Father God, I pray today that everybody who can hear my voice, I pray that they would be a better friend to their friends. I pray, dear God, that you would allow them to be bigger people, better people, greater people in the name of Jesus. I pray that they would not take the business of others and they would not use it, my God, to malign or to gossip. But, oh dear God, I pray that they would value everything that they hear and pray and speak into the lives of others, especially those who are frail and those who are weak and those who are sick, especially those who are abused and abusive in the name of Jesus. That we would not become abusers of people's confidences, my God. But, oh my God, that we would Jesus. And I say that it's so in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we go into the inner court. In the inner court, we begin to see a different kind of light, because God is the light there. And we are surrounded by three things, and the three things represent the Godhead. So if we go to the next one. So the three things represent the Godhead. On the one side, we have the golden candlesticks, and there were seven of them, because seven is the number of perfection and the number of completion. And then on the other side, we have the table of showbread. And the showbread represents that God will satisfy our hungers. The light, the candlesticks represent the light of God, the understanding that God gives us when we come into the presence of God. Nothing anymore is hidden or darkened from our eyes. We begin to see why life went the way it went. We begin to see ourselves. We begin to see the spirit of sabotage that is sitting in most of us. Most of us have a spirit of sabotage. It's not the people out there that you have to worry about. It's the little guy in here. There's something in here that when we get to a place called success, we sabotage it. There's something in here that when things become good, we sabotage it. There's something in us that when we have good friends, we sabotage the friendship. Almighty God, today I pray that the spirit of sabotage that is in us, that has been lying dormant for so long, that spirit will be broken. In the name of Jesus. Sabbath, I call you out in the name of Jesus. Take your hands off of God's property. Leave these people alone. For no longer will they walk in sabotage, because God has called them out of salvation in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the living God. Are you learning anything? Praise the Lord. Praise God. So when we come into the inner courts, we begin to learn at a higher level, because we are now in the place of information, we are now in the place of education, and we are now in the place of inspiration. And so there's a different vibe, there's a different atmosphere, there's a different environment, because it's a controlled, it's a God-given environment. It's an environment where you can't see God yet, but you can hear him, because you're in a different place. There's still something that has to be removed. There's still something that has to take place. There's still something that has to be done. But you know now that you're under a covering. You know now that things are different. You know now that God can hear you. You know now that you can hear God, because you can hear God. There's only something very thick. There's only something very small that is separating you from God. So you can hear him moving. You know when he's moving. You know when he's active, because you can hear him. Oh, praise the name of the living God. I pray that you will come into that closer proximity of God today, where there's only just a very thin veil that separates you. Three entrances, but very different levels, very different doors, very different places of access. I pray that you will come to the different place of access. What is it that takes you to the different place of access? It is the power of prayer. As you begin to pray, you will begin to pray at a different level. You'll begin to pray at a higher level. You'll begin to feel something moving. Atoms begin to spin in the name of Jesus. You'll begin to feel that demons are beginning to leave you. Things are dropping off of your life in the name of Jesus. You'll begin to feel that something is very different. Why? Because it changed your location. Has God changed? No, God hasn't changed, because he can't change. But you have changed. Oh, I pray that the removal bands of heaven will come to get you today and take you to a new locality, take you to a new place, take you to a new house, to a new residence, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I pray that as a result of where you move to, your life will never be the same again, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're going after the fire in the name of Jesus, and we're going for gold. In this place, the furniture is different, because it's wood overlaid with gold, remember I told you. So